four great musicians here this morning. You're going to get to meet them all with I don't know why I want to use the word raw. Is that appropriate? Just some nice, you know, good old bluegrass. And here they are, the Shelf Life String Band. My goodness, I am happy these guys are here. Can you all sort of introduce yourself to so folks know who you are?
Sure, yeah. My name's Andy Boehm. I play mandolin here. I'm from the Cleveland area, but I've been in Pittsburgh for about 15 years now, almost 20 years.
It's okay to wear that Cleveland. I was born there, but moved to Pittsburgh when I was about three, so it's okay.
Yeah, I've been here since 2005, so I feel like I'm an honorary Yinzer at this point.
Indeed.
I'm Greg Thurman. I'm actually also from Cleveland, but I've actually been here since 1985. So I'm definitely mostly Pittsburgh at this point.
Hi, I'm Derek Dysart.
Hey, let's get you close to a mic.
Sure, yeah. I'm Derek Dysart, and I'm from a town inside of Beaver County. Outside of Chippewa, called Patterson Heights.
Oh, I know Patterson Heights. And my wife, where she's still sitting there, is from Chippewa. Patterson Heights is beautiful.
That's where I grew up.
Nice place. And finally, we've got Joe Depp back. Good to see you, Joe.
Hey, nice to see you, too. I play banjo. I'm born and raised here.
And are you still living on the north side?
Yeah. Down by the Priory.
Living.
I could have walked here if the banjo wasn't so heavy. You know?
Living the dream.
Yeah,
a little bit hard to dream. We had a tuba player who is a student at Duquesne University, and he actually walked from Duquesne here with his tuba, and he wanted to. I think he had options, but he did it, and more power to him. I know you've got a bluegrass night at Fat Cat, right, coming up?
Yeah,
on
Wednesday
November.
Nights. Yeah, we'll be there Thanksgiving Eve. If you're free, come hang out with us.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving. That'll be cool.
Great. Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
Quick little vocal tune here. All right, this is one of ours called Oh Heaven's Breakdown.
Yeah.
What a great song. I jumped on that ending with the two of you was amazing.
Getting
a chance to hear Andy and Joe like figure that out. That had to be crazy figuring that out.
I think Joe wrote it and I kind of just followed his lead, to be honest with you. So I'll give Joe the credit where credit is due.
And
I don't know. I don't really remember.
It was a long ago. That's one of our oldest songs, I think, we play.
And so, you know, I mentioned that your trumpet mic, you know, because I'm what some people call a gearhead, you know, but it's one of those mics that's inside of a wire circle that everybody can sing around. And these guys were coming in together for the vocals and the solos and then moving back out. How did you guys discover bluegrass? I'm curious. For each of you. We'll start with Mr. Depp here.
I was working in a pizza shop, and I was a huge Dylan head. And one day the owner of the pizza shop was like, "All right, Joe, we've heard enough Bob Dylan. Let's try something else out." And he put on some Olden Away.
Ah, yes.
And then some Jerry Garcia, David Grissom stuff. And then that was right when the Old Crow's self-titled one came out. So
he Olden in the Way was a gateway for many people to
that
bluegrass.
I think that was the gateway for most people, at least in the 70s.
Definitely.
Sure. Yeah, for me it was close. The Pizza Tapes, another, you know, Jerry Garcia, Tony Rice, David Grissom. That's what got me kind of interested in bluegrass, coming from like the jam band world and the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia. But what really did it for me was Jeff Austin and Yonder Mountain String Band. And then once I saw Yonder, I was hooked. So.
Yeah, I'm always curious because some people have families that have played music forever. Other cases, it's kind of accidental. What about you guys?
For me, I was into a lot of folk music, singer-songwriter stuff. Was a singer-songwriter at the time, aspiring to be. And I was really into a lot of indie rock also, and I think Modest Mouse was probably one of my favorites at the time when I first heard the band Iron Horse.
That's the first
time I think I'd ever heard bluegrass, and it was also like all my favorite songs in that style, so it was really...
As you're listening, we've played Iron Horse a lot. You might not recognize it, but the bluegrass version of Rocket Man is by Iron Horse and a lot of others.
I might be biased, but the Modest Mouse picking on one is the best one out of all of them.
Really have good. To look for that. Do you have anything to add, Greg, as to how you came about?
I was just a huge fan of Tony Rice and the bluegrass album band, Doyle Lawson and J.D. Crowe and those kind of guys.
I was just thinking about J.D. Crowe yesterday. We added one of the 0044 album and a digital copy to our library, one of his, I think that was his first release back in 75.
It was, yeah, I think.
The Shelf Life String Band is here, shelflifestringband.com. And I want to turn it back over to you folks just to jump in and play whatever you'd like.
All right. This is a song about work.
And not working. Ever.
Shelf Life String Band. I always start to say short shelf Life string band. That was never there.
Short Life.
Right?
I'm the only one short here.
No, there was the Short Creek Flat Pickers, which you have to say with care. But it's a great band. Shelf Life is a great band name. And shelflifestringband.com is where you can find them. You guys have any music that people can purchase out?
Just on Bandcamp, I think you can get this stuff digital. I do have CDs if anybody has a CD player.
Yeah.
I live across the street from the Priory.
And you'll play. Oh, yes.
I'll strike you a deal.
Yes, they. CDs are. People still like them, but I think they mostly are coasters for folks these days.
Well, my last working CD player was in my car, and I just got a Ronnie Gunn CD stuck in it. I don't know if he's a friend of ours, so it will be the last CD that I probably ever play, is that Ronnie Gunn CD. That's
a nice touch. It might be in the grand scheme of all media that CDs are a blip when you think about it for how long they dominated. This is called...
I got tons of them.
Things to Chat About While the Band Tunes. You guys do sound great. And remember Thanksgiving Eve, the Fat Cat?
Yeah, we're also doing a late night party at the same spot, Fat Cat, after the Billy String Show, December 13th, night two. So yeah, Fat Cat every Wednesday, but those are two good ones coming up.
Yeah, you guys really... do sound just terrific together. Is it always you four? Any other band members? But the lineup's been four.
We've had a couple of others, but this is us now.
Okay.
We have a fiddle player. They'll return one day.
He is dearly missed.
I bet he's listening to us.
I thought so.
One day he'll return.
What's the name of his first initial?
Huh? Rocket.
Rocket.
Yeah. Overturn. Pile of rocks. Overturn one day. We have faith.
I hope so. You guys sound great as you are. And it's just, we didn't get a chance to talk much beforehand, but we've got about a half an hour of radio time here, and I'd love to just fill it with more bluegrass. People are writing, responding, and loving what you're playing. What would you like to do next?
Awesome. Andy brought up Yonder, and since we're talking about like bluegrass history, or whatever, I just remember back in the day whenever I first was getting into this, they just like every show they would ever talk about was this one musician named John Hartford, and we love John Hartford in this band. And I guess our claim to fame as local people is, I don't know, however many, like a month ago, these people from California like came and found us at like, we're over at Fat Cat. They came like after we were done. They're like, oh man, we've been looking for you guys all night. We knew we'd find you somewhere. And then this one dude came up to me. He's like, man, he's like, you talked about John Hartford so much. And then I went home and listened to him. He's like, I listen to John Hartford every day. And that's it. That's our, you know, we kept the spirit of John Hartford alive. So let's do a steam powered airplane, you know.
Keep the hits.
Yes, let's.
Keep the hits flying. Yeah.
snow by. Oh, I can't tell if it's sunshine or it's rain. With the sand in a deck to have a look in the city.
Man, I'm that's amazing. Thank you. You probably know, you might not know, I'm a huge fan of John Hartford's, and hearing you guys do that song, it's amazing. You ever get you probably didn't get a chance to see him live, any of you?
Nope.
Sadly, we did not.
We have, however, seen plenty.
Yeah.
We have, however, seen plenty of our heroes through a festival that we started going to a long time ago. Joe introduced it to me. It's called Delfest.
Mm-hmm.
And now we just go every year. It's been dozens of years now.
Ricky and I sold T-shirts for John at one of his concerts years ago, and it was fun. And he played in the Elizabeth, Pennsylvania Moose Lodge. Gosh, that must be 30 years ago.
Was that just him with his... Just
him.
Did he tap and do all this
stuff? Yeah, he did everything. But, so you know Elizabeth, you know, in the Mon Valley, he gets up on stage, courtesy of Rod McNeil, and he says, "Do we have any rivermen here?" And, you know, hands go up, and the stories came out, and he's just an amazing talent. If for some reason you, as you're listening, have not explored John Hartford, HARTFORD. Look him up.
Yes.
Highly recommend.
Uh-huh. Housing Project. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all good. Those early ones are some of the best. I mean, he's one of America's greatest songwriters ever. That's a fact.
Absolutely. Gentle on my mind. Have you seen the David Holt interview with him? On YouTube, David Holt, who's sort of a folklorist, does a really, you worry about, like, do I want to see this, you know, but he actually does a really good job of interviewing John, because John is just, it's like, you just want him and him alone. It's a nice piece. They talk about how he came about his love of riverboats, about his incredible collection of fiddle tunes, and it's worth the watch.
Did you ever, when he passed away, they did the Stash Behind Your Couch episodes. Did you ever hear those?
No.
There's like 5 episodes that they did.
No.
You got to find those. They're kind of tough to find. I'm not sure. I know that I have them somewhere, but that's like some really great stuff.
Are those family members or musicians?
It was whoever did it. WSM, I think, might have done the show. So it's like Sam Bush's interview, like all the everybody's, you know, Ronnie McCurry's interviewed everybody who's talked about, and they talk about John and just how his, just how great he was. One of my favorite John Hartford stories is, and I heard this. Apparently, this is a Bela Fleck story. So, when John was on his bed for his final days, they moved his bed down to his living room so the people could come and check him out. And the doctor told John's wife to get his suit ready. Time's coming. And so she had his suit done, and it was in the closet. And they put a Batman cape, his son's Batman cape, over the suit because she didn't want John to see the suit as she opened it up. And apparently they never took the Batman cape off the suit. So John Hartford apparently is buried in a Batman cape.
That's great. And he would like it, I think.
He would have been into it for sure.
That was Joe Depp, the banjo player of Short... I did it in short.
Hey, don't make fun of my height here.
Come on. No. Shelf life. String band. Well, they say, you know, things have a short shelf life. But Shelf Life, string band. What do you guys want to do next?
I think somewhere out there it is National Earl Scruggs Day.
Ah, it always.
So, yeah.
Every day in Joe's world is National Earl Scruggs
we'll
Day.
We'll do one of those here for you.
Shelf Life String Band, Larry in Elwood City says, I wish I was there. I'm listening. A big thumbs up for John Hartford. Vanessa, I'm sure, is with him. Hog Willie says hello. I don't know if these names mean something to you. Says right there.
I don't know if that's possible.
That's Hog Willie right there.
Oh.
Hog Willie is Joe's stage name here.
That's not true. It was a fictional character I came up with.
That was 39 minutes ago. It could have been right when you started.
That was probably me.
Oh.
Hyping
the show.
Yeah, hyping it, you know.
Okay, well, I've got a woman.
You got to do your own legwork these days.
Well, that's true. What about Molly? Molly, Mindy, Molly, Marie, Mindy.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Molly. That's my friend.
There you go. Mindy Melton.
Mindy, longtime fan. Thanks, Mindy.
David Talbert. I'm sure you know David.
David.
And, that's the bass player of The Cause. They
yeah.
did 20th
Happy
anniversary.
20 years, Cause, yeah.
Dan Haberman.
We're only celebrating 15 here.
Has it been 15?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
we were young when we started.
Yeah, talk about shelf life.
You're still young. That's a long shelf life. You guys, you really sound just fantastic. Again, wait, Fat Cat is on Western?
East Ohio Street.
East Ohio Street,
of course.
Could
walk there.
We could walk there.
I bet they're open by the time we get done with this.
And then
we want to go get a burger.
We could, and we could then go to the Priory, get dessert, and then buy some CDs up at your place right above the Priory.
Yeah.
It's not the Priory anymore,
though,
right?
Yeah, we can go to the Gov Center, too, and pick up some records.
Yeah, it's Prandtl's. Mm-hmm. Instead of, yeah, we're very inside meta North Side. North Side's a great, you like living here for the most part.
Yeah, I've been here. It has its, you know, moments for sure.
I added so that for the most part. Yeah. My favorite is 4th of July
here. The Dirty Bird, that's an interesting place.
Yes. these guys, I mentioned the Fat Cat, November 23rd, 8 o'clock. That's a fun night. We ought to consider going there. That great place to hear music, and what a way to spend the night before Thanksgiving, listening to music and enjoying yourself.
We're happy to be – I think this will be our first – since the pandemic, this will be our first Thanksgiving Eve. So
wow.
We're ready to be back, you know?
Yeah, it's –
lifetime ago. Who would have thought?
It sure seems that way. So what's next?
What do you guys think? We've been keeping them pretty short. You guys want to do one of our – we have notoriously long songs.
For bluegrass, that's like 3 minutes.
Well,
that's
we've been keeping them pretty short here. Like we can stretch them out. you want to do a Blue Mountain with something in there?
I think we should do Ava Blue Mountain. How much? Let's do Ava Blue Mountain. And then probably do like a.
You probably have time for a long and a short.
Yeah, then we'll do like a.
Okay.
Thank you.
shelf-like string band. Shelf-life string band. Shelf-like. Shelf-life string band.
If I may, Larry, I'd like to send that last one out to my lovely wife, Gina Dysart.
Gina, that was for you. That's a beautiful song. What's it called?
It's called Off of Blue Mountain.
Absolutely beautiful. And you guys sound great. You know, if you're looking for a bluegrass band, maybe you've got a picnic planned in the spring or some other kind of event. I would imagine you could find these guys probably if you walk up and down Ohio Street just saying, here, Joe, here, Joe. You know, Joe might come running. Does that work? Might.
It's been known to work before.
Yeah. Or go to shelflifestringband.com because you just add so much energy to everything that you're doing. I did want to pass along my friend Bruce in Ingram. Mr. Bluegrass says that Earl's 100th birthday is January 6th. Earl Scruggs. So he'll hit the 100th anniversary of his birth.
January 6th?
Yes.
So that will actually be Earl Scruggs Day.
What day of the week is January 6th?
It's a Tuesday 6th? Or Wednesday.
There are ways to do this more elegantly than I'm doing it.
We should throw a party for his birthday.
Why not?
Absolutely.
What day does it fall on? I'm almost there. It's a Saturday.
Perfect.
It's a Saturday.
It's one more Saturday night.
All right, sure.
I don't know.
We should throw a birthday party for Earl Scruggs' 100th birthday.
Why not? All the clubs might be booked already. You know, they may have gotten the...
already in the works somewhere. Yeah.
Not here, though.
Maybe Orthodox Earl Scruggs' birthday is a week later.
Okay. I don't know.
For those devout followers.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, all of you, Derek, Joe, Andy, Greg. Time for one more. What do you want to close up with?
Cupid from under Cubic's kaleidoscope. I think we should do something with words. I like this choice. Or, yeah, let's do
Shoveling?
No, that's too long. Let's do what's like a fun bluegrass song? Let's do a single barrel. Let's do Greg's favorite song.
Shut me a man.